John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Today is March 13th. We've got ourselves a Gerrit Cole elbow update, and we got to figure out how it makes us feel. So let's talk about it. Let's talk all about it.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Recaps galore, weekly awards, stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. My name is Jimmy. Jake is sitting next to me, BBD producer in a way, brought to you by SeatGeek. And we are doing an impromptu, quick little episode all about Gerrit Cole because we got ourselves an update. And it is an interesting one because it's not Tommy John, but it's not Tommy John. Jake, excited?
James Davis, everyone. Yeah, I think we're going to find out a little bit. We just got the news, a little teaser for our Talking Yanks fans. We got the live reaction during the Verdugo PPP. We didn't super react to it because we're still processing it. It's news. It's not the news. How about that?
It's not the news. So here's everything that I'll just go through the bullet points of what the release and the articles say that is going on here. Several Yankees doctors and Elitrosh, that's how you pronounce it?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a reasonable guess.
It's a reason.
I like it. I've been saying Elitrosh.
Elitrosh?
Which sounds super wrong.
Yeah, I would say Elitrosh, but
I just like saying
Dr. That Neil Elitrosh.
When I see his last name, I see the word attach, and that's kind of what he does in there, right? So that's kind of where my brain jumps. But okay. I like Elitrosh.
Wow, go look at him. Google him and go look at him. He's like a handsome dude. Elitrosh is how they say it.
Are you worried he's too handsome to be handling Cole's elbow?
A little bit.
He's handsome. I was worried he was going to be too handsome.
Hold on. Got it.
Our guest today on Hall of Farmer is Dr. Neil Elitrosh.
Elitrosh.
That's soft.
That's classy. That's a doctor. Elitrosh.
He's got a couple bad picks, so I'm okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. So several Yankees doctors and Dr. Neil Elitrosh have viewed Cole's preliminary film, the scans that the MRI did, and none have detected a tear. Okay. No tears. Decent news. That's pretty good.
It says that.
Yes. And okay. I'm reading from the New York Post article by Mark Sanchez and John Heyman. But there's enough concern about the ligament that Dr. Neil Elitrosh has been like, I'd love to see it in person, get my eyes on this bad boy. Yeah. Only so much I can tell you from the scans. Maybe he takes more from different angles he likes. No idea. Maybe he just needs to touch him a little bit. So with that, right now, they're just going to shut Cole down until the inflammation dies down and then ramp him back up until he's in game shape, which is 2 months, which is late May, early June. That's what they're saying is going on. But the in-person visit still has to happen where he's going to Dr. Neil Elitrosh and getting more testing. So there should be another update after that in-person visit because that dude could be like, actually, man, it's not torn yet, but blah, 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 blah.
Right. So I've seen 11 of these.
So that's kind of where we're at. And now Jake and I are going to chew on this and figure out how it makes us feel. And those feelings are brought to you by Bloomberg's The Deal. a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal, co-hosted by Yankees legend Alex Rodriguez.
Rod.
Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, and executives like Maria Sharapova, Michael Strahan, Derek Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into the world of sports, media, and entertainment, and dives into the wins, losses, and lessons learned along the way. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Let's dive into the options of things happening, right?
First gut reaction.
Okay.
Which I've come down from already.
Okay.
Because I am cynical. Right. Everyone knows this. I'm open about it. This is posturing because they feel like they lost all their leverage in Snell and Cease, and they are getting, like, hammered. They're like, oh, we're not going to miss them for the year. That was my gut reaction.
That was your gut reaction.
But that's kind of where my gut
natural
goes.
Natural pessimist. Yeah. It comes from your mom. She's a tough lady.
I wouldn't say I'm a pessimist. I would say I'm cynical.
She pinched me the other day.
Yeah.
Cynical. Cousins. You cannot rule that out at all. At all. Because when we originally got this news and we talked about it on a previous episode, when we went through the Tommy John Google sheet, which you reference a lot, and anyone could go check out. If you type in Tommy John Google sheet, you'll get a Google sheet with all of the Tommy John surgeries that are done, and it gives you recovery time and all that. And you were jumping to that if Gerrit Cole goes and gets it tomorrow, the average timeline, which I would say Gerrit Cole also not the average human, you'd be looking at him coming back for the end of next season, September, August, October of 2025. So there's two things you need to then dissect there. A, he's Gerrit Cole, and we're supposed to be the Yankees, so if you could get Gerrit Cole back for a 2025 postseason, that should be something you're interesting. On the other end, Tommy John is such a tricky surgery that there's also the mindset of like, well, if Gerrit Cole's not going to really be ready for September of next year and his elbow doesn't have a tear in it, why don't we just wait a month or two, see if he's feeling better? If he's not and he starts ramping up again, you do Tommy John, see Gerrit Cole the start of 2026. So that was my initial reaction, and I still think that is in play with this update. But I do think, and this is Max from Socials, who's been a panic the past couple days because of the Gerrit Cole news. He kept yelling at us, they can't lie about the tear, right? You can't lie about if there's a tear. If there is no tear and Gerrit Cole comes back and is throwing again and feels good, it feels like that is still somewhat on the table. And we were preparing for today to have that not be on the table.
The only other thing I've got as far as like what can we trust, the report, this isn't like the Yankees announced XYZ. This was John Heyman tweeted it. John Heyman, mouthpiece for Scott Boras, who is Cole's agent. So it's kind of, I have this as coming from Cole's people, not like the Yankees lying to us, which does give me more optimism on like, I think that's true.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I'm more inclined to believe it than when the Yankees just say stuff. It's like, well, you guys unfortunately do lie to us a lot, omit truths a lot.
This is coming from Boras. That makes it interesting because he's Snell's agent. Okay, where I'm at now.
Okay. 30 minutes later.
This is better news than Tommy John and being out for 2 years. But there's potential this is worst case. Because if it was Tommy John right away and out for 2 years, right, I think they pivot, they go get pitching. They have to.
Right.
If they believe he's going to be back in May, June, and going to be good and himself, they may not feel the need to go get that.
Right.
And there's no saying that he might ramp this up again and immediately this hurt ligament and this inflamed ligament like becomes a problem. They're out. And then they look at the deadline, I guess. They hope someone's still available at the trade deadline and make a move there. So it's like they've allowed a medium case scenario, which is he's back and he's okay, but also worst case where like...
Well, that would be a really good case scenario. If he's back and he's okay.
Yeah, but best case scenario would be he's healthy.
Right.
So best, medium, bad.
But he's not, I'm saying in the current situation, we know he's hurt.
Yeah, so the medium.
Well, in the situation where he's already hurt, the best case would be he's comes back and pitches.
Yeah. I think we're just semantics. Okay. I just didn't want to say it was the best case because he's still going to miss 2 months, probably longer.
Yes. If you've already accepted there is a Gerrit Cole injury not starting the year on time.
For where we're currently at, the best case would be Gerrit Cole is pitching for the Yankees in 2 months. The leverage side of this is really interesting because when you mention Heyman and he's representing Monty and Snell, and we're starting to get so many Dylan Cease stuff. Like we just heard that Eric Boland put out that for Dylan Cease, among the players the White Sox asked for were Will Warren, Chase Hampton, Oswald Peraza, Clayton Beter, and Everson Pereira, which I know when we've discussed potential trades, any of those names are more than on the table for Dylan Cease. So you do wonder the other side of it is this news trying to keep the Dylan Cease price down from the Yankees? I don't know. So there very much is a world that they're dragging this out to keep their options available. But I do see what you're saying, that if we get there in 2 months, the update is Cole Tommy John, then you've lost all your leverage and there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, I also don't...
But you'd like to think the Yankees would know that too.
You would have liked to think the Yankees would have known that IKF, Donaldson, and Hicks going into opening day was a terrible idea. But right. They didn't. So, sometimes hoping for the best is kind of their thing.
I mean, what was those guys' best even?
I don't know. 2 months doesn't feel real, just being honest. I think I think that would get pushed to like half the season.
That feels like it's very easily like, okay, 2 months for him to start throwing again is on the table, and then it's like
some minor league stuff. Yeah, all that. And like, I would put that at halfway. The break or whatever. And you hope you can get there, but you still kind of need pitching to get there.
Yes and no, unfortunately, because the Yankees do have young arms coming along the way. Like, we had the Luis Gil experience a couple years ago now. He looked good then, and he's been having a good spring, so I don't know what that means. Depending where you look at prospect lists, like Will Warren and Chase Hampton are in top 100s, that will they get looks, and can that turn into trade ammo? Or can that be a young, good pitcher that becomes part of the Yankees? You know, it's the part of baseball that's the complete unknown because we've seen, you know, Monty wasn't a big prospect and he got an opportunity and then he was good. So, again, that path still has good and bad options to it. We could have good young talent that's part of the team. We could have good young talent that could get traded. We could have good young talent that's not good and becomes valueless. So, yeah, we're hitting every fork. Everybody wants to fork, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even with healthy Cole, we wanted them to get more pitching. So I think without healthy Cole, it's like we need more pitching.
You'd like to think now we force their hand.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's weird that this news comes out. I mean, I'm glad that it comes out and we know what's going on. It is nice to be like, hey, this is what we know right now, but we are going for another visit. I hope we get update after this next visit.
Yeah, is he flying out now? Does it even say that? I don't know.
It seems like it. I mean, I don't know why you delay it that much.
You'd like to think so?
Might as well. Yeah, I don't think I saw a specific day on there, but I haven't opened the article yet.
I had it up. Garrett Cole. News.
From Cuddy. Cuddy's at The Athletic now, right? Yeah. Cuddy says, where does tweet just go? Source says, no tear for Garrett Cole shown on MRI, but there was inflammation and soreness, and that Cole wanted to get a deeper look at the elbow to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's the...
Okay.
Let's see. Turned out that... But that turned out to be just the start of testing that has been going on for a few days and will continue out in Los Angeles with Eletrosh. So he's still going out there.
It's connected, yeah.
Yeah. And then they referenced Tanaka, who had a torn elbow ligament and didn't get Tommy John and pitch through it. But then they also say many pitchers cannot do that.
Right.
Like,
go to Tanaka.
The odds of Cole, like, if anyone out there.
Would a pie chart help you or hurt you right now?
Let's do a pie chart.
Okay. That's kind of the reaction I want to see.
I'll go to
piechart.com. Is it piechart.com?
Do you want the pie chart to be brought to us by anyone?
I think it's custom. It's MetaChart, the one I use.
Okay.
Create a pie chart, yeah.
Yeah, we're not a big free ad company, but if you're putting out a good product.
Meta-chart.com.
At meta-chart.com.
How many slices do we need? I'll do five for now if we don't need five.
Is it easy to add later?
I don't know. I don't know if it deletes what you've done.
This pie chart is brought to you by New York Yankees MasterCard Credit. How about that? Yankees fans, you're already getting pinstripe news with us. That's literally why you're here right now. And now you can earn pinstripe rewards with the New York Yankees MasterCard Credit Card. Everyone who opens up a Yankees credit card can earn two free tickets when you spend $100 on the Yankees credit card within 30 days of opening up. Okay, that's $100 value. Two free tickets to a regular season home game at Yankee Stadium, plus 5% on purchases back at the stadium and shops, restaurants and bars in there. So, yeah, like if you're a Yankee fan, pretty, you know, sometimes we try to overthink things. If you're a Yankee fan, and you use a credit card, the New York Yankees MasterCard could be for you. So for more information and to start earning rewards today, visit pinstriperewards.com. That's pinstriperewards.com. Restrictions do apply, but there's a link in the description, you know?
I have three slices.
Okay.
And I can't think of any more. But I think there's more. My three slices right now are Tommy John.
Right.
Same ace from June through October.
So I guess
best case as of now comes back in June. He's an ace through the playoffs. Back for second half, but not the same.
Oh.
Like sure. Garrett Cole's pitching, but
do we think Tommy John right now he goes sees Dr. Neil is out? Because that feels like a
yeah, they're
2 to 5% part of the pie chart.
Not right now. They're going to wait until the inflammation's down and then see it again.
There's not like in 1 week they tell us, actually, Tommy John.
They say they're going to they're gonna let the inflammation
go. I'd have that on my pie chart.
Well, the article says they're going to wait a month chart. and look at it again. So sure. I think until that month happens, we're not going to
see. So you don't think Dr. Neil has any power here?
Well, they might not be seeing him until the inflammation's done. Like, they didn't tell us when he's seeing him. I would think it's
I thought
soon.
That's what we just did. I thought
we guessed that it would be soon. But then when I read the article and it said it sits down for a month.
Continuing, so.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He hasn't done LA yet.
Okay.
Somebody did reply to one of my tweets saying, BBD, Eletrosh is the king of season-ending surgeries. And that did kind of throw me for a loop.
So let's do... Garrett,
I don't know if that's true.
Garrett Cole, Tommy John in...
Just Tommy John eventually?
In 2 months.
I'll just put it as Tommy John later.
2024.
Yeah, Tommy John soon. 2024.
Tommy John later in 2024. It's not good English. Same ace from June through October. That's best case. I have that at like 10%. Maybe 15.
Garrett Cole getting Tommy John in the next 2 months. I mean, you hate to be lame. That feels like 50-50, right, at this point?
I put it in at 40%.
Okay. I guess I would be higher. I would be higher on Garrett Cole coming back and looking like Garrett Cole, because if with all of this already happening, if Garrett Cole comes back and is a bad version of himself, everyone's going to be like, "Oh my God, dude, this guy's hurt. He's not Garrett Cole," you know?
Yeah. But I more so like, you know, limited starts, IL stints here and there, like touch and go, like DeGrom's stints when he comes back and then he's off and he's back and then he's missing a start. Kind of like that. What year was it when Cole had the inflammation?
16.
And was it right at the start of the season?
I believe when I looked at his game logs, it looked like he missed time in July or June and July. And then he sat out the last like 3 weeks of the year again. So both of those were just 3 week absences.
Okay. I'm trying to see. Because he had inflammation, he waited it out. He came back, and in those eight starts, had a 4.73 ERA. And yeah, only had like two Cole like outings. And before he went down,
I haven't been worse than that.
I cut out that September 12th because there's another gap there.
Okay.
But he was 2.85 ERA, it looks like, before it started acting up.
Right.
So that's what I'm getting at when I say comes back, but not the same.
Yeah, I guess that's what we're saying same, same, different again. Because if that happens, if Garrett Cole comes back for eight starts with a 4.73, like, I think it's back to Tommy John again.
Well, it wasn't in 2016.
Yeah, but he was younger and he was with the Pirates that, like...
Just could be.
I guess I'm trying to think from the Yankees' point of view. If he, you know, Garrett Cole's under a big contract,
he can't go get Tommy John. It's not torn. Like, if it's not torn, like in 2016, you can't go get Tommy John on a non-torn. If it's just inflamed and hurts, and the recovery is slower, and you can't get as deep into games,
so you're just pitching till it tears.
Is that like surgery pitcher, to do till
every pitcher is? That's why a lot of pitchers don't get MRIs, because they get news like this and then it gives them anxiety because they say every pitcher's elbow is fucked up.
Right.
Anybody who's thrown as many innings as Garrett Cole. Yeah,
Tanaka was just pitching into a tore it, and it happened that Tanaka's never tore. Right. So I think there's a big, like, that's probably my another 40% is like back for the second half, but he's not the same guy.
Okay.
Because that's what 2016 was. It was inflamed. He comes back and he's doesn't have the same stamina and stuff and recovery.
Yeah. I mean, I'll make my own pie chart. I'll go to piechart.bug. Because, yeah, I don't know. I mean, knowing kind of the sicko Garrett Cole is, I think he would pitch harder until it actually rips. Like, I don't think Garrett Cole would allow himself to do that again at this point of his career. Garrett Cole at that point wasn't like a successful MLB pitcher.
Yeah, I'm confused by what you mean. He'd pitch until it rips. Like, that's what I have him doing.
So you do have him getting Tommy John then? That's where I'm getting confused.
That would be like 2025 Tommy John, or he doesn't ever rip.
I guess that's the where we're trying to figure this out on the fly. If Garrett Cole comes back, I don't have him middling. I have him either pitching well like Garrett Cole, or he pitches and it rips. So I don't have him middling as a real option, where you have it as a big one. So I guess that's a big point of the conversation. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's pitching through injury. So a lot of guys do worse when they do that.
Okay.
Like, there could be...
That's fine.
He pitches four starts and then, oh, now we need to give him a 10-day spell because then it inflamed again. And then they give him that spell and then comes back again. Like, that's kind of what... We've seen Scherzer and DeGrom, and like a lot of starters do, just on and off again.
Yeah, I guess DeGrom still performed, and then it actually ripped again.
Yes.
So that's where I don't have the lack of performance. I guess that's the...
Yeah. Could be, could not be. I don't know. But I mean, I'm just not expecting him to be an ace.
Yeah, I think that's the difference.
So what's your pie chart? Mine is 40 Tommy John event during the season, whether it's he pitches in a couple starts and then gets it, or he tries to ramp back up and then gets it, and then it's 40 isn't the same. Could still be serviceable. I'm not saying he's going to be terrible, but he's not, like, dominant, going seven innings, getting Cy Young votes.
Sure.
And 20% back in June and is great. Three pies, three slices.
Yeah, if we're doing three slices of pie, mine's 50% Tommy John. Mine is 40% back in being Garrett Cole. And then it would be 10% a bad version of Garrett Cole.
Yeah. We will see.
Tell us
they
what
still need to get pitching.
Tell us what your pie charts are.
They needed to get pitching before Cole got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty big on the Snell train. I think they're pretty in on Cease. If that list that Bolin put out is real, that, you know, Will Warren, one of the question mark young pitchers coming into this year, like that, I don't think he can hold you back. If someone wants Pereira and we've already got too many outfielders, if, you know, Roderick Arias, I think that's a tricky one. I think he's supposed to be a juice guy who is far away. But
if that list is accurate and was getting any degree of traction, don't know if it is. It feels like not a giant gap to cross. Figure out which guys can't be in there.
Because I feel like I...
Yeah, the only problem is the Rangers and Padres are also reportedly upping their offers as well.
Sure. Sure. And you got to put real guys in there, and the other team's got to like what you're offering. But, If I had to guess my lean, it would be Dylan Cease trade Tommy John at this point.
Yeah, it still doesn't feel like great news. Doesn't feel like we're out of the woods yet.
We're not out of the woods.
Feels like they saw a clearing and they're like, that might be the road.
This was almost
let's find out when we get there.
Yeah, this
it could be another woods.
This is almost like, hey, you're going to have some scary days in late April, May. Like, okay, that kind of stinks.
Does stink.
Well, I'll say this and tying it into the current Yankee season, because, you know, they will need more pitching at one point or another. I hope.
Oh.
We've
passing.
What do you got?
Passing. Boone says they still expect Carlos Rodon to pitch game two of the season, not opening day. So I think Stroman's opening day then.
That seems like the most logical H-town shuffle, right?
How you looking, Nestor? I hope, because they brought in Luke Weaver to be the long man.
Yeah.
We're obviously part of the Weaver hive. Let young guys start until we get the next news. Because Luke Weaver, even if he is a part of the Yankees formula and system the next 2 years, okay. But if one of the young guys can have three or four good starts, a la Luis Hill, we're still going to need more pitching at some point that those guys...
You mean in spring training, let them start?
No, in the season.
Oh, I'll trade for someone, please.
Right, but if that's not on tape, this is what we're doing. You just said, you know, other teams are raising their offer for Dylan Cease. If they can't get their hands on someone because they're into the third tier of the tax and they're not, if it's Luke Weaver or one of the young prospects, let one of the young prospects pitch. Let's find out.
I guess I have no lean if it's Weaver or the young guys. I would say please go get Lorenzen or an MLB pitcher.
Okay.
They should add somebody.
Add somebody and let those guys pitch at AAA. Add someone good.
Mm. I'd prefer adding somebody.
I'd add someone good, yeah. Yeah.
There's, you know, you lose a one Cy Young winner. It's rare that on March 13th there's another one right there for just money. 1 year of Soto.
Oh, 1 year of Soto. All right. That's the update. It's a non-update update, but decent enough. I appreciate the update.
That's an update.
I appreciate the update, but I still can't wrap my head around it. All right.
I'm excited for the next update.
Yeah, the next.
Because that'll be real either way.
Next Garrett Cole throw day.
April 13th. Maybe. See ya. Go Yanks.
Feel better, Garrett.
Go Yankees.
Subscribe.
BBD's life still on the line for Snell?
That's up to him.